Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the Song of Solomon chapters 4 to 6. We are commissioned to witness Jesus Christ to others. We read in Song of Solomon chapter 6 verses 1 to 3 like this. Where has your beloved gone, O fairest among women? Where has your beloved turned aside that we may seek him with you? My beloved has gone to his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed his flock in the gardens and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies. In the above passage, the Shulamite and the daughters of Jerusalem are conversing with one another. In the Christological interpretation, the Shulamite is a bride, that is a church, who is witnessing to her beloved, that is Christ, to the daughters of Jerusalem, the world. What we see here is that the daughters of Jerusalem see the intimacy of the Shulamite with her beloved and ask her for the whereabouts of her beloved. They express an ardent desire to seek her beloved since they conclude that she knows something about her beloved that they do not know. That may be the reason why they ask the second question. Where is your beloved that we may seek him like you do? We want to know him like you do. We want what you have. Now the daughters of Jerusalem want to seek her beloved with the Shulamite. In other words, the world wants to seek the Lord Jesus Christ along with the church. The bride's proclamation of the beauty of Jesus has stirred them to seek after Jesus with a passion. By speaking of the glory of Jesus Christ, the bride has been able to attract others to him. They are now willing to let go of all their other beloveds in order to see the splendor of Jesus. Jesus loves the whole church and is working to build it today just like tending his garden. The flock is the people of God and the lilies represent the produce of the land. In speaking of Jesus Christ to others, she regains her own assurance and grounds her convictions on his love towards her more than on hers toward him. Yes, he loves the people. All the saints are in your hand. They sit down at your feet. Everyone receives your word. So the bride implies an invitation to the daughters of Jerusalem to enter his spiritual church and become lilies in his garden. In the similar manner today, we are commissioned to witness Jesus Christ to a dying world around us. As we read the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, penned in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20 like this. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The question for us today is, are we obeying his great commission today?